Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
All Raven had to hear was Stephen King, and he was intrigued.
Right, especially if you're talking about his homeland, Anna. You're talking about going to where he dwells.
Sheila Motion is an author, and she just wrote a new book, Book Lovers, New England, A Guide to Literary Landmarks. And Sheila, it's exactly what you did. You went all through New England to find these literary giants, the places they wrote, the places they lived, and figure out what inspired them.
I did, yeah. It was quite a road trip, all six states and many locations within those states. It was such a fantastic project, and it was so fun to work on. It really was.
Sheila, let me cut right to it. Why? What first gave you the premise, the idea, right? Were you searching for your own inspiration, or were you just looking in on favorite authors? Like, why did it all come about?
So I grew up here, I'm from here, and so many of these authors were kind of sprinkled into my childhood, my love of reading. So like Stephen King is in the book, and he was a gateway author for me to get interested in books and writing and that kind of stuff. It was really just an opportunity to kind of bring this part of New England history really to life.
We talked about Stephen King, Mark Twain, Edith Wharton, Emily Dickinson, John Irving, J.D. Salinger, all these places you visited. When you go to these properties where they lived and they wrote, like, what did you feel? Like, what is the book actually about? Do you put, like, how you felt there? Is it photos? Like, how does it work?
Did you have the power overcome you and you sat in the corner and then, you know, turned out a couple of chapters right there? What was that like?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very cool. There is something kind of really powerful to be like standing in Emily Dickinson's bedroom, you know, and be looking out at the same window that she looked out and being near her writing desk and all of those kinds of things. So the book takes readers into their lives and their kind of histories, but then it does also put readers like in the locations. And the book is filled with my original photographs. Going back to Stephen King, wandering around Bangor, Maine, it is so spooky in the coolest way and in like the most fun way. And you really do feel like, oh my God, like something is going to be like happening here because of having the locations and knowing his books and the way he incorporates those into those stories. It was kind of like emotional. And so if you're like a book nerd, like I am, it's kind of supercharged to be going to these places. Yeah.
Anna, I've been to the Mark Twain house, Anna.
No,
right?
You have.
And you know what?
You slept there?
It sucks.
Oh.
All right. I'm just going to tell you flat out. It sucks. As far as a fourth grade field trip, if you're going right there, cancel that one. Stay home. All right. If you want to be a writer and the energy's there, okay, if you got it. But for me, it didn't channel it at that moment. You're walking through Bangor, Maine. You could get abducted. You could get taken by a vampire.
Yeah, that's
you could be eaten
want,
by a clown. Yes. Any of those things could happen. Like,
what
that's
is gonna
excitement.
Happen.
Right? Like, that's excitement. I'm with you.
Wait a minute. You need to tell me that you weren't, like, inspired to take up billiards, looking at Mark Twain's billiard room or anything like that?
No, I was just like, this dude was rich back then. I was like, you know, they didn't give these things to everybody. But other than that, I was like, nope. I'd much rather hang out with the vampires.
Oh, sure.
Sheila Motion, her new book is Book Lovers New England, A Guide to Literary Landmarks. And if you want to check it out, you can get it wherever books are sold, or you can order a copy from your favorite indie store, too.
100%. There's more energy in Emily Dickinson's bedroom than there was in Mark Twain.
All right. All right.
I've been there.
Oh, boy. I think someone needs to go revisit. You know, I do have to say, the Mark Twain home, they do a bunch of different kinds of tours, including like historical kind of enactment tours, which is the tour that I did. So I was actually led around by one of his daughters, and she was in full character, and it was really fun. It was very cool.
She loves books so much and authors so much. She's like, come on, Raven, give it
another
shot.
I mean, if the Twain House wants to endorse this, is all I'm saying.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.